Welcome back to Mountain Money. Our first guest is Trevor Adrian, owner of Wicked Fast Internet. It provides 5G to Park City. Before we get started with Trevor, I want to do full disclosure to our listeners. Trevor, you installed Wicked Fast here at KPCW a month ago, and we saw internet speeds go from 38 gigabits, is that right?
38 megs per second.
Megs, 38 megs per second. I'm sorry, not a technical person here. To 138, clearly much faster, and it's probably even faster now.
Absolutely. So KPCW signed up for a 100 megabit per second package with Wicked, and our 100 megabit per second package is a minimum speed. It's a floor speed. So we guarantee you that speed, and then we actually leave the circuit open, and you're able to float up a little higher than your planned speed.
We noticed a difference. Let's start at the very beginning. You were frustrated with the internet service that you had, and you wanted to make it better, so you took matters into your own hands.
Boy, I sure was frustrated. It went on for years and years out in the Mountain Ranch area. I've been with everybody that serviced that area, and all of the service was just really, really slow. We couldn't watch Netflix. The kids couldn't have their iPads on if another iPad was on. And at the end of the day, I think we just hit our tipping point one day and decided that there was no reason to call in and complain again. We had already done that over 40 times. And that was the day that we decided to own the problem and fix it.
One of the things I'd like to understand as we start going into this conversation is the different metrics that we talk about with respect to speed. I want to understand what's a G and how does that relate to a megabit per second, which sounds to me like a flow measurement. Can you help us just with the technology a little bit as we get started?
I don't know if you mean G as in gigabit or
a 5G. I mean,
okay, so 5G. Right. 5G is a standard, and it's just like 4G and 3G. Right. And 5G is absolutely the future, primarily because of something called Internet of Things. And that is the entire world is moving towards everything being connected. Devices, doesn't matter what it is, you're going to have just massive internet-connected things moving forward. Another thing about 5G is it's real time. That means that the latency is as close to 0 milliseconds as you can get. In fact, our product is actually measured in the microsecond range, which is 3 zeros below millisecond. So it's typical to see latencies on our product in the 1 millisecond. A lot of the existing products that are out there right now are probably closer to 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 milliseconds. The reason that latency is a huge driver for 5G is it's called real-time internet and real-time connections. That comes into play with things like autonomous vehicles that do not have drivers. You don't want those things going down the road with a delay. Latency is also a huge deal with like remote medical surgeries and things like that. You don't want the surgeon performing a remote surgery with a high latency, because when he stops cutting, that means the knife on the other end of the, keeps moving.
So for a typical consumer, we would experience latency. How would I see that now?
Latency, you're going to see that when you're, especially if you're on a VoIP telephone system, it will actually skip your words. So unlike a Netflix, it may buffer for a few seconds. So if there is latency present, the movie's going to continue. That's if it's light latency. If it's heavy latency, that's when you see the circles pop up and start.
It's just buffering. Yes.
It's buffering as well as bandwidth. That actually ties into bandwidth. Latency is more of a measurement of the time it takes for the signal to bounce, to go out and back.
So 5G is a standard, and the 5 is not a meaningful quantity number. The MPS number is a flow number, correct?
Absolutely. So 5G is the new standard. Right. And then you also have it can be confusing because there's also a frequency that's called 5 gigahertz that a lot of people used to refer to as 5G
oh,
prior to the standard coming out. And we've now changed that to a sub-6. So if you're talking about a 5 gigahertz frequency, a lot of people in the industry will just refer to that now as a sub-6. And 5G pretty much indicates the next standard, which has several things built into it, one of which is low latency. 5G typically means a millimeter wave, which is a huge identifier. And that means you're going to be anywhere between 24, 28 gigahertz all the way up to the 300 gigahertz range on your frequency models. The neat thing about those models is the bandwidth is absolutely enormous on its ability to move data. It is off the charts enormous compared to a sub-6 model.
Now, some people say they're 5G, but they might not be 5G, and there's a lawsuit that just came up about that, isn't there?
Boy, there sure is. So all the cell companies right now are kind of running to be first. AT&T actually came out with a little neat logo on their phones that said 5GE, and the E indicated evolution, which means that they're evolving into 5G. Sprint had a little bit of a problem with this, as did Verizon, and T-Mobile kind of made a joke of everything, and they just got a sticky note, and I think they put 7G or 9G and slapped it on the front of their iPhone and said, hey, we're 9G. So, yeah, the 5G in the cellular industry is referred to as mobile 5G, and that is different to what we're doing, which is called fixed 5G. Two completely, different markets, but they have a lot of very similar foundations.
You know, for years, the industry has talked about solving what they call the last mile problem. And that was sort of, do we need to lay fiber to the homes around the country? And billions of dollars were being invested in that. Do you see the evolution of wireless 5G as maybe mitigating the need for that?
Absolutely. In fact, that was the critical mass of the wireless 5G. Google Fiber a few years ago went out and started laying fiber all over the country.
Including in Salt Lake.
They did. Yeah. Salt Lake, I believe Provo was part of that as well.
Yeah.
About a year and a half ago, some of the just amazing technologies associated with wireless 5G started bumping up against the performance levels of fiber. And the product that we have in Park City is basically a wireless, Google fiber product. The technology we're using, the radios we're using, pretty much everything about the product is that fixed 5G wireless. With the land-based 5G, you may be paying $30,000 per mile to dig a hole, lay the cable.
Wow.
And with the products we're using, we're able to come in and literally within a couple of hours span that that last mile with our 5G product and deliver speeds at the other end. We've got radios right now in Park City. In fact, when we hung our radio equipment in Park City, we had the fastest 5G internet product in Utah right here in Park City. And that product is able to deliver the full spectrum of 5G standard.
Now, with Wi-Fi, the one issue that may come up is a bad weather system, right? And we've had some really bad snowstorms and more on the way. Has that affected your service at all?
Okay, Wi-Fi and 5G are kind of two different things. The 5G is designed for massive, massive bandwidth, just enormous bandwidth. But it is very short range in that it does not go far. And that is true, rain especially. Not so much the rain we see in Park City as much as the rain you would see down in Florida, just that hurricane-level rain. So all the equipment comes with range standards in order to keep what they call a five nines, which is 99.999% uplink. And as long as you're within those range standards, you're usually safe maintaining that level of connection. What we typically do is cut that range standard in half, and that gives us additional benefit. Even though we don't see the rain in this area that that does limit the performance of this product, we still cut that that distance in half. Snow is really not that big of an issue unless it's a snowdrift that blocks the radio antenna. So we just make sure that all of our antennas are elevated above what you would typically find wildlife or snow in the area. And, you know, by cutting the range in half and using the best equipment available, we don't see any of those issues.
How big is the antenna and what does it look like?
The antennas we use on the home are about 35 centimeters in diameter. So you're looking at about 18 inches. Hmm. And typically, you know, smaller than a satellite dish. We also go the extra mile and have a cone-styled antenna that is completely encased, so the snow is not a issue. The snow won't build up, you know, inside of the antenna like it does on a typical satellite antenna.
It looks like a little R2-D2, right?
It really does.
The That's about 2 feet tall.
Are cool. Yeah, for sure.
And so can you put that outside or you put that inside the house? Where does R2-D2 go?
Yeah, so anyway, with the product we're delivering here in Park City, the Wicked Fast Internet, the radios are designed to go outside of the home. Now, one thing about 5G is it is line of sight. And that is a issue that we're going to be dealing with in the next year or two with all of the devices that are coming online. They have to be connected with line of sight to the networks. We've got that handled with Wicked Fast, the way that we manage the product. But that will definitely present challenges for cellular companies. In fact, in some of their disclaimers, they'll note 5G coming. And then down at the bottom, they'll say that it's limited to up to 4% of the connection. One other thing that's worth noting is that a lot of the major carriers are limiting the amount of bandwidth that they're delivering on a 5G product to about 15 gigs per month. So Wicked Fast Internet can download, you know, 15 gigs in under a minute. And we don't have limits. So if you're on a product with a limit, you may max that out, you know, pretty soon, pretty quick. Whereas with Wicked Fast, you know, we just keep on giving you signal.
So someone's listening to this conversation right now, and they're thinking, I want it. What do I need to do to get it? How much does it cost me? How quick can I get it?
Gotcha. Right now, the snow definitely has us delayed. That is definitely slowing things down. What we tell everybody to do is actually go to our website, which is wickedfastinternet.com. The full website has not even been turned on yet. We are so busy. We haven't even turned on the website yet. But what we do want you to do is go to the website, wickedfastinternet.com, and tell us where you live. Because every time we get a new person that signs up, it drops a little pin on a map. And that is the cluster area that we focus on for our next growth model. Currently, we've got Main Street lit up with 5G because of Sundance last week. We've got the Mountain Ranch area. We've got Silver Creek. Old Ranch Road. We're starting to move into the Trailside area right now. So the prices are awesome prices. You basically have
awesome, good, or really awe-inspiring in that they're alive.
Well, the neat thing about our product is that it works. That's the first thing you need to realize. When you turn on, you're not going to get a 1 meg or a 2 meg or a 5 meg or latencies of 50. The entire family gets to have constant speed internet, and how awesome is that? All the kids get to be gaming at the same time. The parents can be watching Netflix, so we do have a constant speed. We do have what we call an empty nester program, and that starts at $99 a month, and that's for people who do not have kids. The most popular plan we have in Park City is our 5G home internet. That goes for $149 a month, and that is for families with kids, especially teenagers. With that product, you can actually cancel your cable, you can cancel your satellite, you can cancel your phone, because you can start to cut the cord. You can download all of your programming over Wicked Fast Internet, including HD and 4K streaming.
How do you cut the cord? What does cut the cord mean? There are a lot of people out there who think that it's a really interesting idea. They get frustrated with their cable service. They want to cut the cord. They can do it if they get Wicked Fast, but how tricky is it?
The very first thing you need to cut the cord is a fast internet connection, period. Without a fast internet connection, it is not going to work. One neat thing about wickedfastinternet.com is that our signal is also full duplex in that it goes the same speed up as it goes down.
Which is very unusual.
It's very unusual. And it will also change speeds depending on what your needs are. So it's going to be perfectly tuned to the subscriber. So when you cut the cord, what that means is that you start streaming your media content directly across the internet. And if you have a fast internet connection like Wicked, you can do that. If you don't have a fast internet connection, or if you have an internet connection on a company that is not necessarily net neutral, which means that they may throttle your speed depending on what website you're going to, then it becomes challenging. So in some areas of the country, you have actually have to pay extra to have Netflix download at the same speed as non-competitors, if you can believe that.
So I think the advent of this kind of an internet allows you to explore alternative sources for television programming and for phone. So I think when we talk about cutting the cord, there are currently internet streaming services like a DirecTV streaming service or other ways to get your existing television program through your fast internet.
Absolutely. And that's what it's all about. I cut the cord about a year ago. And I got to tell you, whenever we go to a hotel or a place that has traditional satellite or cable, I go absolutely crazy because it forces you to watch whatever is on TV. It forces you to watch whatever news that's live. And when you cut the cord, you have absolutely 100% control over what you want to watch. And it is absolutely unlimited. Netflix, of course, is the go-to first base. Then you've got Amazon. Then you've got Hulu. Yeah. And then you've got YouTube, as well as YouTube TV. And once you start stepping into the paid products like a YouTube TV, a DirectNow, PlayStation View is huge. People think that that's just games, but it's not. You're able to enjoy local stations. They're also getting very competitive with the sporting product that they're delivering. If there's one issue that is a challenge today, it is live sporting events. But there are still ways to watch any event pretty much anywhere in the world, streaming, cutting the cord. And the neat thing about cutting the cord, you get to watch it at home on your TV. You get to watch it in your car, on your iPhone. You get to watch it on your iPad at the airport. Cutting the cord is absolutely the future. And if you haven't cut the cord yet, get wicked fast internet and let's get you cutting the cord.
But I want to watch the Super Bowl and I want to watch the Grammys. I can do that if I cut the cord?
You can.
I want to see them real time.
Absolutely. So basically the easiest way to discover where that program is playing is simply going to Google and typing in Super Bowl streaming, and it will give you all the products that are available that day that is streaming that product.
But CBS paid millions and millions and millions of dollars for the rights to the Super Bowl. How is CBS okay with that?
Well, CBS is getting the exposures, the ad revenue off of that.
Oh.
You still get to see all the commercials. Some of the more difficult sporting events are not necessarily the large events like that. Mm. It'll be your paid fights in Vegas, as well as football games that are inside of the local area. But there's still easy ways of watching those sporting events. Keep in mind that some of these products are paid products. So as long as you're willing to pay for that subscription, there's people out there that want to give you that content for that subscription. The issue comes when people want to see a lot of things that are costing other people money and they don't want to pay for it.
I mean, I think the DirecTV Now program, which is a pay service, will carry local channels. Of course, not Channel 5 because DirecTV is having a prolonged fight with Channel 5.
That's still going on?
It is still going on.
Wow.
The neat thing about Channel 5, though, is they are now a standalone channel. So all you have to do is go into Hulu and go into streaming content, go down to free channels, and scroll down that list, and there is KSL. You click on it, you download it for free, and you can watch KSL at home.
There you go.
There you have it. So everyone's all excited. They've been listening to you. They're getting on wickedfastinternet.com. They're signing up. And you said at the start of this conversation, snow has slowed you down a little bit. So realistically, when can somebody who wants this expect to get it? Are you about a week out?
We're definitely more than a week out, Renee.
Okay.
And it all depends on where you're located. So with 5G, it doesn't go far, so we use a small cell technology. And that means that we start building by the cluster.
So does that mean if I get more of my neighbors to sign up that I might get faster install?
That is exactly what that means.
Okay.
So people that have reached out to us initially, we told them this. If you can get a dozen of your neighbors to step up to the plate, we're able to push you right up to the, you know, right to the top of the list. And that has been pretty amazing the way that's been working.
And you need line of sight. So do I need to gather a dozen of my neighbors who are within eyesight of my house?
Yes and no. So it is common in a neighborhood to have more than one small cell. And as long as the people signing up on the product have a line of sight within range of one of those cells, we're okay with that. And we make sure that they're hooked up to a good connection.
We've got only a couple minutes left. Just real quick about your background. You've been in Park City for 30 years. You came here and had a fun Friday night and never left?
Yeah. Crazy story. Typical Park City guy. Came up to town with some buddies. Hit Main Street on a Friday night, expecting to, go back to Salt Lake Friday night. Go back to Salt Lake, I guess, Friday night at the end of the night. That did not happen. We kind of all, separated at the end of the night somehow. Monday rolled around and we started calling each other on the cell phones. And it's like, guys, you're not going to believe this. I am still in Park City. And one of my buddies said, you're not going to believe it. I'm in Park City. If you can get this, we actually went and rented a condo that day over in Park West. And Monday afternoon, I lived in Park City. Friday night, I came up here to have a good time on Main Street, and pretty much never left Park City.
And you've got three kids, right?
Three kids.
And you're really invested in the community, and I just want to do a shout out. You have provided, through Wicked Fast, free internet to over 100 students in our Park City school district who did not have internet service at home. Tell us how you became aware of their need.
So a few months ago when Terry and Mo had the dust up over with Deer Valley, I reached out to them and told them I would be willing to, give them internet.
That's Terry Orr and Mo Hickey with the Park City Institute.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. And during that conversation, Mo shared with me a concern where kids in the Park City School District were basically, sitting down outside of the library in the high school at night, getting free internet through the walls all year long. And when it's cold outside, that's not good, sitting outside at midnight doing homework. So Mo and I continued to talk about that, and we kind of, rounded the bases. And at this point, I believe there's 108 kids on that list, and we will be providing free internet to these kids.
And you've had a couple other people reach out to help you with that endeavor.
We have. That is kind of a quiet thing that we've been working on.
Sorry, we just broadcast it. Sorry about that.
And other companies in town have picked up on that and have reached out to us. A couple of national companies have reached out to us as well, wanting to be part of that solution, connecting these kids with free Wicked Fast internet.
That's a good note to end on. Trevor, Adrian, we could talk to you all hour long. Thanks for being here. WickedFastInternet.com is the company. You can go online and sign up.